Unwieldy Elephant, a comedy by John Graham, with Jeremy Clyde as Gilbert Winslow. Unwieldy Elephant.
Resignation? I wouldn't dream of accepting your resignation, Winslow. The school needs you. Teaching can be frustrating these days, I appreciate that. But you're too conscientious, if I may say so. Your world of work is becoming your entire world. It'll engulf you.
That's what I'm afraid of. I haven't been sleeping too well, Headmaster.
See your doctor. A few pills will do the trick. You're suffering from stress, Winslow. Nothing wrong with that. Suffer from it myself. And believe me, I know all about pills. Yellow ones in the morning, red ones at night. No, the other way around. But I won't accept your resignation. Go away for a few days. The term's nearly finished. Get a doctor's line, a few pills, then a week by the sea.
I get cramp.
You don't have to go in. Brighton, Cornwall, abroad. Why not Greece?
I have an aunt in Gloucester. Single to Gloucester, please. No, I must look on the bright side. Not a single. I'll have a return ticket. I didn't catch that. Is this the train from Gloucester?
Change to Windon.
My ticket.
It's a slow train. You better look lively, man. Front three coaches.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, go on. Knock me down.
I'm sorry. I didn't see you.
But I've got eggs in here.
In your pocket?
Why not, huh?
No reason. My train...
That's the third lot gone.
Just a moment, sir. A moment, if you please.
Yes, I'll miss my...
I've been trying to catch up with you, but I had a spot of bother over a platform ticket. They didn't have any.
I must catch this train.
My name is Flannery, sir.
Have we met?
Not until this moment, sir. Lloyd George Flannery, sir.
Are you a former pupil, or the parent of a former pupil, or the parent of a pupil?
My mother was a radical. My father came from Cork.
I can't stop. My train.
Your wallet.
Is that mine? Yes, it is.
You dropped it after buying your ticket, sir.
I'm most grateful.
You didn't notice, but I have to sit and watch the world go by.
Thank you.
And I notice things, sir.
Thank you, Mr.
Flannery.
I must get in. Excuse me.
I understand, sir.
I must find a seat.
They're standing in the corridor, sir. It's the holiday season, they tell me. Bon voyage, sir. And good luck.
Excuse me, may I squeeze past?
Basically, my personality is my fault.
Thank you. Excuse me.
I know, like murdering him. So I did.
Excuse me, please. May I?
I've heard he's handsome.
Are there any seats further forward, you know?
Oh, such me, love. Anyway, listen, I've started taking vitamin C. I'm a new woman.
Thanks. If I may just... Excuse me.
Right.
Thanks.
Thelma, yes, you can go now. The train's stopped.
Excuse me, is there someone sitting here?
For God's sake, just a look as though there's someone sitting there.
It's free. It's not taken.
Oh, thank you. Oh, this train does go to Swindon, doesn't it?
We're in a soup if it doesn't.
Yes, real old jam.
One hell of a pickle.
Oh, good. I mean, good that we're going to Swindon. One changes there for Gloucester.
I'd like another apple, Ursula.
For God's sake, you've had three.
I like apples. I've had two, not three.
There. It's three now.
Thanks.
Chew it. Don't crunch. You sound like a horse eating turnips when you crunch.
Yes, Ursula.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Do you mind if I open the window?
He wants the window open, Ursula.
I heard him.
It's very hot. The train's so crowded. But if you don't want the window open...
I don't.
Ah.
I don't mind.
Ah, let's compromise then, shall we? I'll open it, slightly. May I?
May you what?
Open the window, slightly.
Oh, do what you like with the damned window.
Thank you. Just a smidgen.
Just a what?
A smidgen.
What's he talking about?
This apple's delicious.
So I hear.
And do try one, Ursula.
They're tasteless these days. I remember when an apple tasted like an apple. I blame the EEC.
Ursula.
They put things into them. They tamper.
I don't care. An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yes?
Last night, I dreamt I went to Manderley again.
Too many apples. The train's slowing down. Oh, nothing but damn delays. Engineering works. Why they can't leave the railways alone, I'll never know. They're always tampering with them. I remember the days when no one touched the railways and they worked perfectly.
That's odd. My case. I've got my raincoat, but not my case. A largish briefcase.
You didn't have a case when you joined the train.
No?
No. I notice things. Sitting watching the world go by, I notice...
Flannery. Oh, God.
There's no need to invoke the deity because you've mislaid a piece of luggage.
Oh, my shirts, my shaving things, my underwear.
Please.
Oh, that peculiar man must have taken it. I was in such a rush, so hot. My wallet, you see, I've got my wallet, but I was determined not to miss this train. I'll have to contact the police. I'd better get out.
Oh, yes. Oh, you're standing on my foot.
I beg your pardon, I can't get the door open. Now if I jump...
Be careful! He's jumped out, Ursula.
Men?
Nuns. Langley Halt. Oh, not likely to be a police station here. Robbed in broad daylight.
Oh, ow. Oh. Want a lift?
Me?
I don't see anyone else. Jump in. Climb in, then. I know it's a bit high, but if you put one foot there and give me a hand...
Thank you. I'd be most grateful.
No, that foot there and the other one.
Oh.
No, the other one.
Oh,
what's wrong?
I've dropped my raincoat.
You haven't got all day.
Thank you.
Now,
yes.
Give me that hand, the one without the coat, and I'll pull you.
Thank you. How do you do? Name's Winblow, Gilbert Winblow.
Spangler, Stag Spangler.
Oh, you're heaven sent, I must say, Mr. Spangler. Oh, are you by any chance going near a town?
Any town?
Any town with a police station, is it?
2 miles from here.
Oh.
Police, eh? You in trouble, then?
Yes, I've been robbed.
Get away.
Yes, a case.
A case of what?
A case of shirts, shaving things, underwear, and a copy of Paradise Lost. He must have taken it.
A con man.
An Irishman. Said his name was Flannery. Lloyd George Flannery.
Get away.
Yeah, nobody can make up a name like that.
I've heard of him.
Have?
Yes, Lloyd George, white hair and all that. He was a prime minister.
He was obviously a common thief.
Yes, probably. Welsh?
No, Irish, definitely. I dropped my wallet.
Lived in 10 Downing Street. Well, that's obvious. They all live in 10 Downing Street, don't they?
This wallet, he returned it to me, which is odd if he took my... Oh, I can't believe it.
What now?
He's emptied my wallet. Everything's gone.
Lloyd George has taken you to the cleaners.
It's no laughing matter.
Oh, you're right. If you sleep with your mouth open these days, someone will have your teeth by the morning. You'll go to the law. They'll catch him in a year or two.
I'm just trying to have a holiday and now all this.
Yes, diabolical. Never mind, the law will see you right.
Yes. This is a very large vehicle, Mr. Spangler.
It has to be.
Oh?
You know what I've got in the back there?
Difficult to guess. Furniture? Pianos.
Oh, that's good. Pianos, furniture. I like it. No.
What then?
Winnie. Winnie's in there.
Winnie? Oh, that's my...
I thought you were going to say it. That's your name.
Well, it is. It's my nickname in the school.
He's coming. Winnie's on his way. Good old Winnie.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Mr. Winblow.
Now, settle down, quiet, please. No talking, Gudge. No fidgeting, Lemming. And Parsons?
Sir?
Are you in possession of a handkerchief?
Want to borrow it, sir?
Your nose, Parsons. What's so funny, Lemming?
Parsons' nose, sir.
Yes, well, perhaps, Lemming, you would care to stand up and tell us what you know about Milton.
John Milton, sir.
Yes, Lemming, John Milton.
He died, sir.
Yes, I believe he is dead, Lemming.
He's buried in Westminster Abbey, sir.
When he died, it took 10 men to carry the bier.
Who's talking? Gudge? Stand up.
Galloping for Gudge again.
Me, sir?
Yes, sir, you, sir. Perhaps you can tell us about John Milton's life. Lemming seemed more preoccupied with his deceased state.
He was a Puritan, sir. And he was married 3 times and went blind, sir.
Dirty old man.
Sit down. Everyone will turn to page 198 and let us look at the passage beginning, "The unwieldy elephant, to make them mirth, used all his might and wreathed his lithe proboscis."
Can you guess, then? Guess what I've got in the back there?
An elephant.
Hey, that's good. You're a mind reader.
I don't know why I said that.
But it's true.
There's an elephant in there. Winnie. She's an Indian elephant and one of the smartest in the business. A real professional. The star turn of Spanglers.
Spanglers?
Spanglers Circus, that's me. We've been on telly.
Have you?
Yes, on the news. We were snowed up last March.
Oh.
Yes, I'm Spanglers Circus, with my brother and my sister. Oh, she's the box office, my sister-in-law's the high wire, and my wife's the burback rider. Well, that's to say, the horse has the burback, not the wife.
I haven't been to a circus for years.
I've had a bit of bad luck, too.
Oh?
I dare say it'll turn out all right in the end. It's Ram Jam, you see, the trainer, Ram Jam.
He's from India?
No, Leeds. Anyway, Ram Jam's wife had twins, boys, two of them.
Where does the bad luck fit in?
On account of his wife having twins, he's staying at the hospital till tomorrow.
I see. To be with his wife?
No, not with his wife. He collapsed. Came over all unnecessary when he was told it was twins. So the bad luck is, I'm short-handed. Ah, oh, we're almost there. Took the bypass to avoid the town centre. Look, can you drive?
Me?
Yes.
Drive?
You know, drive.
Yes, I share a car with Mr. Preston. He's science and mathematics.
Now, I've done you a favour, taking you here to deal with the law and that, so why not do me a favour?
Well,
thanks. I've got to pick up a truck with a couple of Shetland ponies from the station over there. Now, if you could take this van with Winnie to the field where the circus is, I'll follow on with the ponies, save me time.
I don't think...
Now, there's nothing to it, Mr. Winblow, and I helped you in your hour of need, didn't I? I'm short-handed, like I told you.
Yes, I'm immensely grateful, but an elephant...
You won't fall out if that's what you're worried about. I'm only asking you to drive the van, not ride the elephant.
Where is the field?
See that telephone box?
Yes.
Turn left there and 100 yards... No, I tell an eye, 80 yards along that road, you'll see the field and the rest of the circus on the right.
But I really don't...
Just drive in and say you're Stag's mate. I'll be up there myself in 5 minutes. I tell another lie for...
Well, I suppose... Yes, I could.
You're a gentleman. A man of honour.
But...
A real pal.
Turn left at the telephone kiosk.
See you later. I'm off to get the Shetland ponies.
And I'm Stag's mate.
You're too conscientious, Winlow.
Excuse me.
I beg your pardon. This is a respectable town.
Yes, but
this
I...
This end of it, anyway. I've read about your sort in the Sunday papers.
I don't follow, madam.
Miss, I know the technique, I assure you, and it's disgusting. I know what you're up to. You drive along in your long-distance articulated lorry, and suddenly you'll see an innocent young lady posting a letter to a friend in Luton, and then you make an improper suggestion. The papers are full of it. It's a living, breathing outrage.
I've lost my way. Besides, this isn't an articulated lorry.
Don't do that.
Do what? I'm loosening my tie.
You removed a certain article of clothing. That's what the papers say.
Please, I'm not a lorry driver. I'm a schoolmaster and I'm looking for a circus.
A circus?
I was told it was in a field near here.
I understand. You're taking your school children to a circus. Well, in my view, it's very wrong to cram them into a van like that. Our children go on outings in a coach.
Is there a circus near here?
There's a recreation ground down there.
Ah.
There were motor coaches and caravans driving in there this morning.
Thank you very much.
Oh, don't go.
I must.
I suppose I couldn't press you to a prawn sandwich. I live over there. It's very cosy. Colour TV and all the advantages of oil-fired central heating.
No, thank you.
Well, first of all, you try to pick me up with children in your care, too. And then you spurn me.
There are no children in here, I promise you. Just an elephant.
What? You want to be prosecuted? Prosecuted!
He's here, Shirley.
What's kept him?
He's here. That's the main thing.
Yeah, that's the main thing, but I wonder what kept him.
Good afternoon. I saw the tents and the cars.
I was just saying to Sid, what's kept him, I said?
I took a wrong turning.
He took a wrong turning, Sid.
Took a wrong turning?
I'm not used to driving a van like this.
Bigger than last year, I grant you.
I'm on my way to Gloucester.
What's he say?
But I had my case and the contents of my wallet stolen. I didn't realise until I was in the train with the nuns, but I jumped out, met Mr. Spangler, agreed to drive his van up the road while he dealt with the Shetland ponies, and here I am.
What are you on about?
Never mind him, Sid. Let's unload the pies.
Unload the what?
Pies. You have brought them.
No, I haven't brought any pies.
Why not?
Nobody asked me to.
Listen, we ordered them weeks ago.
Who are you? If you're not the bloke with the pies, who are you?
I'm Stag's mate. Yes, that's it.
What? Who?
Stag's mate. That's what he told me to say. Stag Spangler.
Never heard of him. Unless, is he the MP with the funny habits?
Oh, he's definitely not an MP.
Never heard of him, then.
Well, do either of you know the Indian whose wife's had twins?
Indian?
Does he mean Tony?
No, he's Italian or Spanish. Besides, he hasn't got a wife, and not likely to have, if you know what I mean. But take pictures, you find them, I always say.
Never mind all that. I want to know where the pies are.
The beer's here.
But not the pies.
Look, I'll just leave the van there and go. I promise you I haven't got anything to do with pies. I'm sorry.
What's in the van, then?
The elephant.
We can't let all these people.
The what?
The elephant.
Elephant?
Yes. Now, look.
A real elephant?
A live elephant.
An elephant elephant?
I've done my bit and delivered. I've got to go now.
Got to go? You've not got to go anywhere. You've got some explaining to do. You drive in here and start jabbering about wallets and nuns, Shetland ponies and Indian twins.
I tried to explain.
Just tell me what's in the van and don't try to be funny this time round.
I told you, your elephant.
My elephant?
For the kids.
Well, you could say that.
We had a donkey last year, Sid.
I just want to get rid of it.
Ooh, a white elephant.
Mr. Spangler will be here in a moment. He'll explain everything. This is your van and your elephant delivered safely to your circus.
Circus? What circus?
Circus. Did he say circus, Sid?
Isn't this the circus?
Listen to him.
This is the rally, mate. The rally.
Really? The rally?
The peace rally. Is he from the media, Sid?
No.
Are you prying?
Spying.
Lying?
No.
Because if he is, he's going to get...
Sid! No gratuitous violence.
I didn't know you were a peace rally.
Protesting. We did it last year. We're expecting thousands this time.
See that?
What?
That, of course. Study it. Examine it.
The telegraph pole?
No. Over there. There.
Oh, the bridge. But they're building a bridge, aren't they?
Don't make me laugh.
Don't make us laugh.
Bridge. A bridge, he says.
It's a rocket base.
A missile site.
Is it? You sure?
Oh, my God, don't be naive.
Everyone knows it's a missile site.
It looks just like a bridge, I'll grant you that. Oh, yes, I'll grant you that it looks like a bridge. But if you use your brain, you'll realise one thing's missing.
Oh? What?
A river. There's no river. So why build a bridge? Answer me that.
Because...
Yes?
Yeah?
Because isn't it part of that new flyover?
Get out. Go on, move yourself.
Yeah, shove off. All that talk of elephants and flyovers and circuses, he's a troublemaker.
Get out before I do you over.
I'm going...
And your van! Fascist!
Goodbye.
You're the media! Don't deny it, pig! He is, he's the media.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. If you want to catch the 127, you've missed it.
No, I wanted to inquire about some Shetland ponies. Has anyone been here to collect them?
The 127 doesn't stop here anymore. There's nothing stops here till 3:38. Or 15:38, they call it nowadays.
Do you know anything about Shetland ponies?
Oh, yes.
You do?
Yes. They come from Shetland. That's way up north. Near Greenland, I reckon.
I understand there was a consignment of Shetland ponies to be collected outside your station.
Nobody's collected them.
Ah.
Because there weren't any to collect.
Are you sure?
There's one thing I can tell you for sure.
Yes?
I couldn't get my boots off last night.
He distinctly said... Your boots?
My boots.
But I'm in a hurry.
Couldn't get them off last night.
Perhaps you could ask someone.
No, couldn't do that.
Why not?
I live alone. I couldn't get them off, my boots.
Perhaps your station master could help.
Not last night. His night off.
I want help. It's urgent.
Oh, your boots?
No! Sorry, I didn't mean to shout, but perhaps someone else could help you tonight. Where is the station master?
Gone home. I'm in charge.
Do you know if a circus has arrived here?
Perhaps.
Ah, it has.
No, I didn't say that. I said perhaps. Perhaps it has. Perhaps it hasn't. Hasn't, most like. Oh, what's that then?
What?
That noise. What you got in there out there?
In the van?
Yes. Shetland ponies?
Well,
I thought they was little creatures.
They are.
Oh, the cold weather stunts their growth.
Maybe.
They sound pretty big to me.
Well, some are, some aren't.
Depends on what part of Shetland they come from, I expect.
Thank you for your help.
I'd like to see them. Never seen Shetland ponies in the flesh. Not face to face.
Another time. Excuse me.
I would like to see them. No harm in that.
That's impossible. I'm sorry.
Please?
No. Haven't you got any work to do? Tickets to clip, platforms to sweep?
All right, all right. No need to take that tow. Good fun.
She's restless. Steady now, steady. Perhaps he lied. Perhaps it isn't an elephant. Oh. You are an elephant. Yeah, no doubt about that, Winnie. Keep quite calm now. Nothing to worry about. You're not a big girl, aren't you? No, don't do that. Don't keep your trunk to yourself. Hungry, are you? Well, I'll find something for you to eat, and then I can concentrate on finding Spangler. He can't be far away. No. Back you go. Back. I'll find some food for you. What do you eat? Bamboo shoots? No, I'm thinking of pandas. Back in a moment, Winnie. I'll leave the van here. No parking problems outside the station. I'll try and find out what's good for you. Ah, the very place. They'll be able to tell me. Excuse me, young lady.
Yes?
Does this library have a reference section?
Yes.
Oh, good, because a friend of mine is interested in elephants.
Elephants? Natural history is over there on the right, between needlework and organs.
It's a rather urgent matter.
I'm sure you'll find what you want on the shelves.
It's food, actually.
Food?
Diet.
Cookery. That's under the window beside botany and ballet, or specific diets and general health are under medical.
No, this friend of mine wants to know, as quickly as possible, what he can give Winnie, an elephant, to eat.
Feeding. There's a new book, African Fauna, by Flora Wasserman.
She's Indian.
I don't think so. She's been on television. No,
definitely Indian. You can tell by the ears.
What?
My friend's elephant is hungry.
I'm sorry, but I'm very busy. I've only got two pairs of hands and other people are waiting.
Maybe, but they haven't got elephants. I have and she's hungry.
Please keep your voice down. This is a public library, not a public house.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean... I'll go. They're vegetarians. They must be. We're going, Winnie. I have to find something for you. Something. Yes, of course. When I was a child at the zoo.
Don't go too close, Gilbert. Careful. And don't be greedy, Jumbo. Give it to him, Gilbert. In his trunk. There. Clever boy. And clever Jumbo.
I remember. Buns. Currant buns with shiny top.
What did you say? Shiny what?
Nothing. I'm just leaving.
You parked outside my station. That's not allowed.
I told you, I'm just leaving.
You blocked the gate without official authorization.
I apologize, but I'm on my way.
You ought to exercise, Deb.
Exercise what?
You're Shetland ponies. If you don't let them stretch their legs, the vessels of the blood get clogged up and they can't move.
But there aren't any ponies in here.
You said there were.
You jump to conclusions.
What's in there then, eh?
Excuse me, sir.
Ah, good day, officer.
Not parking here, are we, sir?
No, I'm on my way, just going.
Livestock in there, sir?
Yes, as a matter of fact, yes.
He said ponies, but I've got other theories, Constable.
You can't park here, sir.
I apologise. I had to go to the library.
We'd all like to park our vehicles ad lib while we go to the library, so what a pleasant life that would be. Very salubrious.
I'm looking for a circus, actually.
Not round here. Oh, dear me, no.
You'd be better off going to the bingo.
You're sure?
They'd be drummed out of town. The League Against the Exploitation of Wild Animals is very powerful round here. Militant lot, trots and the like.
Thank you.
Ponies! That's what he said, Constable. Ponies!
Don't worry, Winnie. Not long now. I'll buy some buns for you. I'll get some here. Glad the boys can't see me now.
Would you believe it?
I can't add them and leave it.
A Winblow going to a calf.
A transport calf.
A greasy spoon.
All he can afford. He lost his wallet.
Fred's pull-in will sell buns. All I've got is change.
That programme on telly.
I took a load of biscuits.
A load of rubbish.
Down the M1 to eat.
I met her in Leicester and she looks like...
My ex-wife before the operation.
That woman in that programme on telly. What's it called?
Come Dancing.
No, I never go out that days.
Good afternoon.
Yes?
A cup of tea, please.
Milk?
Do you have any lemon?
Lemon? You hear that, lads? Lemon, he says. Lemon!
Doesn't matter, I'll have it just without milk.
Listen, pal, this establishment is for people who work for a living. You know what I mean? By the sweat of their brows. Not for the likes of you. Ponsing around in a collar and tie. If you want your fancy food, go elsewhere.
Well, I only asked for...
I know what you asked for. I heard. I'm not afflicted in the ears, chummy.
Leave him alone, Fred. He's a customer. Your bread and butter.
There. Tea.
Thank you. Sugar?
In front of you. Spoons on the end of the chain.
Thanks.
20 pence.
Do you happen, by any chance, to have any buns? It doesn't matter if you haven't. I only asked.
Buns?
As I said, it's of no consequence.
Well, of course I've got buns. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
One tea and bun, 30p butter extra.
Well, I'd like more than one. No butter.
All right. Finish that and I'll pour you another.
I meant another bun.
Tea and two buns, 40p.
Actually, I meant more than two.
Well, how many then? Give me a hint.
Well, I'm just trying to work it out. 10p each and the tea.
Wait, I know who you are.
Oh?
You're one of them inspectors, aren't you?
No.
Snooping, investigating.
Not at all, nor am I the media.
Checking up.
I assure you.
Hygiene, that's your game, isn't it? I've had your lot in here before, crawling over the floor, sticking their rotten noses into my tea urn, examining my facilities.
I don't want to crawl over your floor.
Just see this frying pan.
Yes?
That was cleaned this morning all over with water.
I'm not snooping, and I'm not interested in your tea urn nor your frying pan. I just came in to buy 10 buns.
10 buns? 10?
But that's all I can afford.
You're going to eat them all?
Of course not. I don't like starchy food.
You hear that, lads? He don't like starchy food, so he buys 10 buns.
With currants and shiny tops.
They've all got currants. And if you want shiny tops, rub them on your sleeve. Here you are. That's £1.20 for the tea. No charge for the bag, as you're not a snooper.
Thank you. Excuse me.
Yes?
Have either of you seen a circus around here?
No, mate. Passing through. You lost a circus, then?
Do you know Mr. Spangler?
No. I know Stan Springer.
Not Springy Springer.
Yes.
Ginger hair and big teeth.
That's him.
What about him?
Nothing. I just know him.
But you've never heard of Spangler's Circus?
No, mate.
Thank you.
Mind how you go.
Huh? Hey, just a minute. I say, that's my van. Stop! What are you doing? This is my van.
Oh, I'm sorry, Governor. I've done it again.
Again?
I just realised I did the same thing last week in Doncaster. Took the wrong truck. I wonder why my load of timber smelt the fish. Looked round, and it was fish.
I've dropped my buns.
Genuine mistake. Oh, I'm done.
No harm. My buns are all over the place.
Oh, look, if I can. It's the eyesight, you see. I need new glasses. Oh, here. Is this one yours?
Yes. Oh, thanks. There should be two more somewhere.
Oh, here's another under the wheel. Oh, spot the wall on it. Oh, never mind. It'll wipe off.
Thank you. You haven't passed a circus, by any chance?
Oh, might have done. Oh, but it's the eyes, see. I've got to keep them on the road.
It's very wise. Here's another. Don't move your foot.
What's that?
What's what?
Did you hear?
Thunder? Yes, I heard thunder.
In the van?
No, it wasn't in the van. It was from over there. Thunder, I'm certain.
What have you got in there?
Pianos. Grand pianos. Oh. Very grand pianos. I must be off.
No hard feelings?
None at all. Goodbye. That's the last one, Winnie. It's all I could afford. No briefcase, no money. And an elephant. I'm a fool. A fool. Senseless idiot. I just missed a wonderful opportunity of getting rid of you. I don't mean that unkindly, but he was about to drive away and I stopped him. No, there aren't any more. Don't push. I've got to think. Now, sit down, will you? Well, lie down or something. What's the matter? Don't push. Are you thirsty? Is that it? What do elephants drink? Water, I suppose. Water, old girl? Good. I'll find some. Now, wait here.
Three lagers and a gin and tonic.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. What's yours, sir?
The fact is, I'm sorry to trouble you, but where is the...
Oh, through the archway on the left.
The landlord or whoever's in charge.
Oh, you mean Adrian?
Ah, yes. May I have a word with him?
Adrian, you want it?
Oh, get away with you.
Is this gentleman?
Hello. Oh, God, they fill these ashtrays. Yes.
I'm in rather a predicament.
Oh, well, a trouble shared.
I haven't any money with me. It's a long story.
Oh, one of those.
Oh. I'm stranded on my way to Gloucester.
Oh, look, I'm sorry, but we don't cash checks, not anymore.
Well, I don't want to cash a check.
Oh, just as well, then. I could paper my parlour with cheeky checks, and no, I don't cash them. It's my personal policy. Well,
I'd like a drink, you see.
And you've no money?
Yes, I mean, no, I haven't any money.
So there's no call to come marching in here asking for a drink?
It's not for me.
Well, can't your friend come in himself?
Herself.
Herself? Why doesn't she come in?
Provided she can pass.
Well, it's not a drink I want, not an alcoholic drink. I just want some water.
Oh, give him some water, there's a love. I am busy, you know. I've got to replenish my nuts.
There you are. Glass of water.
Actually...
Yes, what's the matter? Too strong?
No, it's just I'd like some more.
Oh, your friend outside got a big thirst, then?
Enormous.
But she can have two glasses, three, four, as many as she likes. We don't mind serving glasses of water all day long. Oh, no, we like it. That's how we make our living.
Look, what's going on? You're having one of your scenes again, Dolores.
I'm not. It's in me once, and I'll have the glasses of water.
I didn't say that.
Am I a liar?
Not necessarily.
Here, who do you think you are?
Well, I'm not the media, nor an inspector, and I don't want to crawl on the floor to examine your facilities.
Adrian, tell him he's a dirty devil.
I can't stand scenes. Stop it, Dolores.
I apologise, but I'm always being interrupted.
Look,
before
take
I...
a glass of water to your friend. Let her drink it all and bring back the glass.
Look, I know this is a public library.
Public library?
It's Natty Barking.
I meant a public house, but just give me a bucket of water.
A bucket? Did you say a bucket?
Of water?
When I reach Gloucester, I'll send you a cheque, a postal order, cash, anything, to recompense you for your trouble.
Listen, look, there's a tap round the back in the yard and a bucket. Help yourself. Take as much as you like, but just get out of here, because I'm sick of all this. Sick, sick, sick!
What am I doing? What's happened to me?
Wingo's got an elephant.
Got himself flung out of the library.
And the pub he'll be drinking next.
Oh... Yes, you are thirsty. Well, perhaps you're worth all this trouble. But come on, finish it. Yes, that's it. Put your trunk in, have another drink. Then I'll take the bucket back. Oh, ungrateful brute. I'm soaked like a trench. I'll catch pneumonia. Oh, damn, soaked to the skin. Oh, no more. You can stay in there. No, back. If I hadn't so many worries, it'd be quite pleasant sitting here. Warm, too, luckily. We're not moving on till my clothes are dry.
Old Wimblow got soaked. Had sitting late in his underpants.
Not a pretty sight.
Pale blue. And so were his underpants.
Hung his clothes out to dry.
On the bushes.
I'm good. You find him, it kills me.
Fast, Adrian, it's only a bucket.
It may be only a bucket to you, but it's my personal property. He can't just walk away with it.
Well, I'm fed up.
You're fed up, Ducky. Oh, I like that. There is such a thing as loyalty, you know. I just want your help.
Oh, I'm letting me tight scrambling about it. Away from me, will you?
Run for it.
Through the undergrowth in his underwear.
Out of sight.
Out of condition.
Out of my mind.
Are you there? Is that you? Are you there, Bucky Snatcher?
To the woods, to the woods. Puffing and wheezing.
His breath came in short pants.
Oh. Out of the bushes, out of the woods.
Into?
Somebody's garden. And who?
Hello there. This way and very many congratulations. I'm the timekeeper.
Timekeeper?
And you're the winner.
Tell me I'm dreaming.
Definitely the winner.
Oh, tell me I dreamt everything.
Well, not at all. You've beaten last year's record. Good effort. I wasn't at the starting point, so I haven't got your name, Mr...
Wimblow.
Fantastic time.
You made a mistake.
Nonsense. I have my stopwatch here to prove it, and so has the vicar.
The vicar?
Over there on the platform. This way.
I'd rather not.
Oh, come with me. I admire your amazing feet.
Yeah, I had to take my socks off. They got wet.
What?
Look, I'm not dressed.
Of course you're not. You don't do cross-country marathons in an overcoat. Come along. That's it. The vicar's going to present the prizes.
But tell him not to bother.
My dear fellow.
But all these people. Who are they?
They're here for the Fate and Flower Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. The winner of this year's cross country run is approaching the platform now.
This way. I'll introduce you to the vicar. Wembley is the name, did you say?
Splendid effort, sir. Just step up here. You must be exhausted. The others far behind.
I hope so.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner is Mr. Your name?
Wimblow.
Wembley.
Woodley. Oh. And his remarkable time has brought him here in 32 minutes. Oh. Yes, that is remarkable. Last year's record was 68 minutes. Well, may I present you with the first prize? A cheque for £5 and this £5 sultana cake. Baked, I may say, by the good hands of my fair lady. I mean, the fair hands of my good lady.
I can't take the money.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the winner has generously donated the prize money to the Fate and Flower Show. Yes, admirable, Ethel. Of course, you take the cake.
I do? Oh, I will. Yes, thank you. Do elephants eat sultanas?
I beg your pardon. I thought you said...
No, I didn't. I didn't say that.
Where's my bucket?
Excuse me. I must run.
Again?
Sorry. A narrow escape, Winnie.
I feel safer and more secure with my clothes on. I only want to get to Gloucester. How can I get rid of... Ah, oh, but it's simple. Callous, perhaps, but simple. Walk away. Just walk away. Casually. Abandon ship.
You're too conscientious, Winlow.
Yes, I am. Yes, I was. No one saw me go. No one saw me arrive. Oh, good day, officer.
Oh, it's you again, sir.
Yes.
You all right, sir?
Oh, yes.
I just wondered. You were walking backwards.
Was I? Yes, I was. Yes, I was keeping an eye on the van.
I see. Yes.
Yes.
Parking there, are we?
I was. I am.
Not too near the corner, I hope, sir?
Oh, no. Then there's no yellow lines either.
More's the pity. I'd have yellow lines all over the town. Every street, every road, alleyway and lane, if I had my way. What's that? You still got ponies in there?
No, not at all. Quite the reverse. It's an elephant.
An elephant?
That's all.
First ponies, now an elephant. Very unusual.
I don't know.
We don't often have elephants in Fairfield Avenue. What's your occupation exactly?
I'm a schoolmaster.
A schoolmaster?
Prep school, boarding and day.
May I see your licence, sir?
Certainly, I've got nothing to hide.
Good. Then what's that, sir?
This? Oh, this? Oh, it's cake. Please have it. I never eat cake. The vicar gave it to me.
Vicar? Ah. He's a friend of yours.
Please accept it, officer.
Well, there's no need for that, sir. But if you insist...
I do, my pleasure.
Well, thank you. This cake's still warm. Just baked.
No, it was under my jacket.
He bribed the fuzz with a cake. He's in trouble.
Dire trouble.
I still don't get the connection. You being a schoolmaster and driving assorted animals around the countryside, not to mention the aforementioned lamentable tendency for barking ad lib.
I'm on holiday, taking a break.
So it's a part-time job?
Not exactly, no.
I think you'd better explain, sir.
I've changed my mind. I don't wish to cause any inconvenience cluttering up your streets. I'll be off now.
Where to?
Where I feel safe.
And where might that be, sir, if I may be so bold?
The school. I'm going back to the school.
With an elephant?
Why not?
There's no answer to that, sir. Wait! There's something odd going on here. Stop! Wait! Stop!
It's no use. I can't go on. I've had enough. Hang Gloucester, hang my briefcase, and hang the elephant. Sorry, Winnie. Back to school.
You see what I see?
No.
Coming up the drive.
Yes.
Yes. What's got four wheels, wears glasses, a blue suit and terrible shoes.
Windblow.
Oh, really? Driving a van. I thought he'd gone.
I thought you'd gone, Windblow, to take your break.
It was a short break, Headmaster. I'm back.
But less than 24 hours.
I've surrendered.
You're not trying to offer your resignation again?
Lloyd George stole my things, and I'm quite certain it was a flyover and not a missile site, but it would have been all right if I'd found the field and didn't have to take my clothes off. I didn't do any cross-country running, so I had to give the police officer the fruitcake, and I'm sure there were no Shetland ponies at the station in the first place.
Yes, I'm sure it's not as simple as all that.
It wasn't.
Windblow.
Yes?
I think you snapped.
Yes, perhaps I have. Yes. Shall I begin at the beginning?
Oh, I'd rather you didn't. What the... God, what's going on out there?
Where?
On the cricket pitch, man. It's an elephant.
That's right. I gave it to the boys.
You did what?
Gave the elephant to the boys. They were surprised, but delighted.
They were surprised? I'm surprised. I'm astonished. Flabbergasted. Look what it's doing to the grass. Ah, no. Wait. Oh, it's all some sort of joke, isn't it? Yes, that's it. You've suddenly and quite unexpectedly developed a sense of humour.
No, I've never gone in for that.
Oh. Then let me tell you something.
Yes?
I'll accept your resignation, Winslow. Yes, you may resign any time you like. For instance, now.
Jeremy Clyde played Gilbert Winslow in Unwieldy Elephants by John Graham. The headmaster was Garrard Green. Flannery, John Graham. First Lady on Train, Tessa Worsley. Second Lady on Train, Gwen Cherrill. Stag Spangler, Ronald Herdman. Lady in Street, Anne Jameson. Sid, Jamie Roberts. Shirley, Mia Soterio. The Porter and the Vicar, David Garth. Librarian, Jane Leonard. Policeman, Trevor Nichols. Fred, Arnold Diamond. Short-sighted driver, Alan Thompson. Dolores, Helena Breck. Adrian, Christopher Scott. And the timekeeper, David Lerner. The schoolboys were played by Andrew Gubbins, Christopher Gubbins, and Luke Nashart. The play was directed by Glyn Dearman. Thank you.